Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
We are designed as relational beings. From the beginning in the garden, God recognized that it was not good for man to be alone. The gift of Eve, Adam's wife, was an ordained design for the creation of the family unit. The family unit is made up of layers. There's the nuclear family, made up of immediate relatives. There's extended family, and then friends who are family or even closer than family. All of it is a gift from God to His creation, who, like Him, desire communion and fellowship. This model was further displayed as Christ Himself dwelt among us and developed deep relationships. Can you just imagine the campfire conversations, the laughter, the eating together, and the support that Christ and the 12 had for each other? Then there was that second layer of deep friendships recorded in the Gospels, found in Mary, Lazarus, Martha, and others, and the display of Christ's love for so many others who went along with Him and followed Him. I don't know about you, but I know a strong biblical support network helps me be bold about my faith and inspires me to serve Christ. So much more ministry is recorded in the Bible that was relational and personally instructive than that which was mechanized and systematized. As the church grew, the need for systems and organizational control emerged and was rightfully developed. However, such was corrupted, then reformed, and thus began this cyclical imbalance of an organized church that becomes overly mechanized and then swings to that which is disorderly and can easily go astray. It seems so difficult for the greater church to balance that need for structure and organization, yet maintain the clear blueprint for relational and personal ministry. Abandoning all organizational structure results in poor oversight, abuses, heresy, and other problems. Make the church overly mechanized, and it results in a cold, corporatized structure that either chokes out relationship or makes lazy consumers. As with so many aspects of life and biblical living, balance is necessary. Christian leaders must find ways to correct the current mechanized evangelical megaculture that has created consumeristic attenders who are not relationally discipled. But we also need to embrace proper structure, governance, leadership, and accountability within systems. It's a tricky thing to navigate, but it must be part of fixing the discipleship vacuum that is profound throughout the American church. The best ministry and discipleship happens in relationship with one another. Churches and Christian institutions must leverage their positions to create, develop support, and prioritize relational opportunities for strong discipleship and collective biblical abiding if we are to fulfill the call to develop people into mature disciples of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.